The Handle, a Parker novel by Richard Stark, narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. Part 1. 1. When the engine stopped, Parker came up on deck for a look around. The mainland was nearly out of sight now, just a gray smudge on the horizon between the dark blue of the water and the lighter blue of the sky. The man who called himself Yancey was sitting in one of the two chairs astern, and the man whose name Parker didn't know was standing at the controls. They both wore white trousers, navy blue jackets and yachting caps and sunglasses, but they both had the faces and voices and hands of New York or Chicago hoods. Yancey raised the hand with the glass in it and motioned forward. "There it is," he said. Parker turned and looked out past the spray-flecked windshield, over the top of the rest of the boat, and out over the water to the island. It was still about half a mile away, and all he could make out was a mound of jungle greenery bulging up out of the water over there. "Get in closer," he said. "I can't see anything from here." The one at the wheel said, "We don't want to take chances." Yancey said, "He's right. Move in closer." The guy at the wheel didn't like it, but he had nothing more to say. He just frowned behind his sunglasses, shrugged his shoulders, and started the engine. Yancey waved the hand with the bottle in it. "Come on and sit down. Why stay below all the time?" Parker had gone down into the cabin before they'd left the dock and had stayed there until just now. He had no fear of the water, but he didn't like boats and he didn't like the ocean. Coming out away from land like this was like sticking yourself in a cage. There was no way out. From a practical point of view, he was stuck on this boat, imprisoned on it, till it touched land again.